As we reported, U.S. Olympic athletes won several medals last night. And as William Brangham reports, probably none was more thrilling than when the women's hockey team won the gold medal against arch-rival Canada.
For the past two decades, the American team has been looking up enviously at their rivals. That finally changed last night with a game for the ages. I spoke earlier to Christine Brennan of USA Today, who was watching the game in South Korea. She's also a commentator for CNN. Christine, in your column today, you wrote, "Wake up, America, while you were sleeping, something magical happened last night." Can you tell us a little bit about that game?
Oh my gosh, William, this is one, I've covered a lot of Olympics, I've covered a lot of sports. This is one of the greatest things I've ever seen. U.S. women's hockey, they won the gold medal, beat Canada 3-2. There's such a history between these two teams. They're the two best teams in women's hockey in the world. And every 4 years they play each other for the gold medal. U.S. won in 1998 and has never won another gold medal. Canada has won all of them up until these games. So a 20-year drought for the United States, this buildup to this rivalry, and the game lived up to the billing in every way you could possibly ask. U.S. goes ahead 1-0, Canada comes back, storms back, takes a 2-1 lead. The U.S. ties it right at the end, like 6 minutes to go. Goes into overtime, 20 minutes of overtime, freewheeling, really interesting, fascinating play, both sides still tied, goes to shootouts. After five of the shootout shots each side, five for each, still tied, and they have to go to a sixth, and that's where the USA wins it.
The United States wins gold in Pyeongchang!
And it was just riveting and fun to watch and great playing, and these two teams who respect each other so much, who know each other so well, obviously so close proximity-wise, you know, just Canada and the U.S., and to have this game played at the most important moment of their lives, and then the U.S. wins, and for the first time in 20 years, the U.S. wins an Olympic gold medal in women's ice hockey. That's about as good as it gets.
I understand many of these women say they were inspired by that last win in 1998. Did you hear that from them as well?
I sure did. They talked to us in the interview area, the mix zone, afterwards, and everyone to a woman said that they were either trying to win it for the some of the older women, the veterans, including the Lamoureux twins. Obviously, Jocelyn Lamoureux had that incredible shot. If anyone hasn't seen it, find it. The last shootout goal that won it for the United States, and then the great save by Maddie Rooney to stuff Canada when they had their chance to tie it back up again. And so you had some of these older players who had three Olympics, and of course at this point, at that point, no gold and two silvers, very unsatisfying silvers to that point. And then you have the names that these women grew up with. You know, they were their role models. They were cheering for them back in when they were playing in Nagano in 98, when these women were little kids in their bedrooms and had posters of them up in their rooms. And so, absolutely. And we see this over and over again, William, in women's sports, that now we have a whole new generation of girls who grew up watching athletes play team sports at a high level. And the same exact scenario, really, for me, as the 1999 Women's World Cup in soccer, and how that has translated to so many women being empowered and riveted by that game, who have now gone on to other great things in their lives 19 years later. And it's terrific to see, in this case, the girls next door happen to be wearing hockey skates, but it's that same story over and over again. And the Olympics bring us those stories, those Title IX stories, especially involving women and the girls who root for them.
We tend to think of hockey as a largely male sport. Is it becoming more popular with young women?
Yes, it absolutely is. Now, obviously, it's a northern, sport, and it's always been very popular in the Boston area, in Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The great high school programs there, the great college programs there, and then of course Canada. They're so good at it as well. But I was just looking this up, and over the last decade, a 25% increase in participation, according to USA Hockey, for girls and women, and especially from 18 and under. So these youth programs, they're starting. I know this. I grew up, my brother played hockey. We grew up in Toledo, Ohio, not far from Detroit. And I think I would have played hockey if it had been available back then. And I had plenty of other sports to play, so I never, ever had a chance. There was no girls hockey back then. And now there is girls hockey. And there are girls playing throughout the Midwest, Great Lakes states, obviously the northern Midwest, and then, of course, in New England especially. And I think something like this the way this game was played, the attention to it, and I actually think, William, the fact that it was overnight, I know I heard from a lot of people who stayed up and watched it. The East Coast, you had to stay up pretty late, obviously. In the West Coast, it wasn't so bad. But I think people waking up to this news that something great happened and watching the highlights, even if it's just a few seconds of the shootout, I think this is going to have a nice impact. And I think these kind of touchstone moments really do occur, where the Olympics bring, in this case, girls to a sport that they otherwise might not have even thought of trying.
All right, Christine Brennan of USA Today, thanks so much.
William, my pleasure. Thank you.